Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA yesterday, rookie Peyton Pritchard's putback with 0.2 seconds left capped a wild finish in the Celtics' 107-105 verdict over the Heat. Also, the Knicks earned their third straight win, 112-100 over the Jazz, and Washington's Bradley Beal became the second NBA player to post a 60-point performance, but it didn't stop the 76ers from downing the Wizards, 141-136. In men's college basketball, Pittsburgh defeated Syracuse 63-60, number 21 Duke held off Boston College 83-82, number 7 Creighton dismantled Seton Hall 89-53, and number 9 Tennessee had to rally to beat Arkansas 79-74. In MLB news, former pitching great Tommy John says he's been battling COVID-19 for at least 3 weeks, denying accusations that, like his son, Tommy John III, he's a pandemic denier. The 77-year-old says he fell ill and was hospitalized near his California home on December 13th after a trip to Nashville. In college football news, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence has officially thrown his name into the NFL draft. Lawrence finished 34-2 in his college career, leading Clemson to 3 ACC titles and the national title after the 2018 season. He finished second in the Heisman Trophy race Tuesday to Alabama receiver Devontae Smith. In the NFL, the Jets have started their coaching search by interviewing Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. He's one of the most popular candidates around the league after helping the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes win the Super Bowl last year and directing the NFL's number one offense this season. He also spoke with Atlanta and Detroit earlier this week. And COVID-19 testing started yesterday at Bills Stadium ahead of Buffalo's game against the Colts this Saturday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says about 6,700 fans and 200 employees can attend, but they must test negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of kickoff. I'm Jesse King.